In terms of the Pentagon's proposals to save money, the final bill the House of Representatives passed on Thursday differed very little from the version the House Armed Services Committee approved 2 weeks ago. In it, lawmakers rejected everything from another round of base closures to DOD's proposals to retire weapon systems, and in doing so, mostly ignored a veto threat from the White House. Later in the day, the Senate Armed Services Committee passed its version of the DOD authorization bill, and lawmakers acceded to some of DOD's requests, but not all. Senators have not released the text of their bill, which they marked up behind closed doors, but Senator Carl Levin, the chairman, says his panel accepted a few of DOD's proposals, including one in the TRICARE insurance system, raising copays on prescription drugs when they're purchased at retail pharmacies.
For the prescriptions which are outside of the hospitals, the military hospitals, which I think are free, if they are purchased at a pharmacy, there is a copay, and if they are purchased through the mail, there is a smaller copay. So on that one piece, we have accepted partially the recommendation of the administration. But in terms of the structure of TRICARE, in other words, the hospital and the doctors, we did not touch that structure.
Also, the Senate committee went along with DOD's proposal to gradually reduce service members' tax-free housing allowances so that they only cover 95% of rent in a geographic location. It also signed off on the Pentagon's request to provide a 1% pay increase next year instead of the 1.8% raise that the current formula requires, one of the few areas of spending reductions that the House agreed to as well. But the preliminary Senate bill, like the House's final one, rejected many of DOD's requests, including cutbacks to military commissary subsidies and a reduction in the military's real estate footprint through additional base closures. Senator James Inhofe is the Armed Services Committee's ranking member.
There was disagreement within the committee and with the military. It's been my experience, having been here through all five BRAC rounds since 1988, that one thing is certain in BRAC, and that is for the first 2 or 3 years, it loses money. If there's ever a time in the history of our military, it's where we can't afford to lose money unnecessarily, it's now. So we are not going to be having, we're opposing another BRAC.
With regard to weapon systems, the Pentagon's proposed to retire the Air Force's entire fleet of A-10 and U-2 aircraft, shift Army helicopters between the active Army and its reserve components, remove 11 Navy cruisers from service, and also begin the process of retiring the aircraft carrier George Washington, unless sequestration is repealed. The House rejected each of those ideas. The Senate allowed a few, Levin says.
The bill allows the Navy to move forward with its plan to lay up cruisers for overhaul. We allow the Army to move forward with its proposed aviation restructure, including the retirement of a number of types of helicopters, but we also provide for the establishment of an independent commission to review these and other force structure decisions. The bill allows the department to move forward with its plan to retire JSTARS aircraft subject to a reporting requirement. The bill shifts money from the Global Hawk to the U-2, which has a better performance capability, but does not require or prohibit the retirement of either aircraft.
But the Senate bill, like the House version, requires the Air Force to keep the A-10 in service and also blocks the retirement of the George Washington.
We concluded it would be unacceptably wasteful to retire a multi-billion dollar ship that has still 25 years of useful life ahead of it. We were not able to pay for all of the refueling outright, but we did authorize the Secretary of the Navy to draw up to $650 million from other programs that are under executing and to use that money to keep the carrier alive. We believe that the money will be there to do just that.
The two houses also differ in the amount of money they authorize for DOD. The Senate version matches the Obama administration's own proposal, $514 billion. The largest reason for that difference is that the House is continuing to rely on the Overseas Contingency Operations account that's currently funding the war in Afghanistan. Its version of the bill, for example, relies on those OCO funds to save the A-10, since those accounts are not subject to sequestration. But the Senate bill assumes Congress as a whole is unlikely to keep putting money into the OCO accounts once U.S. troops are out of Afghanistan at the end of this year and does not try to fund any programs with those wartime funds. In any case, the House, the Senate, and the White House proposals all exceed the DOD spending caps lawmakers agreed on last year by tens of billions of dollars. Under the current formula for sequestration, the Pentagon is limited to $496 billion in spending during 2015 unless the law is changed. Under that same law, the caps will force another $9 billion in cuts in 2016. Buck McKeon, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, believes the defense bill the House passed on Thursday will help DOD cut its costs, even though it rejected nearly all of the Pentagon's own ideas. But the calculus changes, he says, if Congress leaves sequestration in its current form.
The committee has initiated a comprehensive defense reform effort. This bill begins that process with a series of provisions on institutional, acquisition, security, and strategy reforms. However, we must recognize that cost savings and reforms alone do not compensate for the significant cuts to defense in recent years. The Department of Defense has seen over $1 trillion cut from its budget. This year's budget request is over $30 billion less than last year. The padding has been cut, and the department is now cutting into the bone.
Adam Smith, the House Armed Services Committee's ranking Democrat, agrees that sequestration's been harmful to DOD, and he also wants to repeal it. He voted for the House bill on Thursday, but says it wasn't an easy call. While he says it includes a lot of provisions he likes, it also ignores the fact that DOD needs to find sustainable ways to trim its expenses.
We are going to have substantially less money over the course of the next 10 years for defense than we thought we were going to have. And that's true, even if sequestration goes away. Now, sequestration happens, we really face a challenge. So the question is, how are we going to restructure our defense plans to deal with the fact that we're going to have substantially less money than we had going forward? And the answer in this bill is we're not going to deal with it this year. We're going to hope things get better and maybe deal with it next year.
In the House, there was never even a vote taken on whether there should be another round of BRAC or whether the Navy should be allowed to retire its ships. The Rules Committee deemed those amendments out of order. The final bill will emerge once the House and Senate form a conference committee to sort out their differences. But first, the full Senate needs to schedule a debate on its version of the bill. Levin says it's unclear exactly when that will happen. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.